Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, we're going to talk about renting properties.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. Let's talk a little bit about personal planning and real estate. There's opportunities in every market, but there are also opportunities regardless of the market, depending upon where you're at in your story, in your lifetime, and what you can do to maximize the opportunities.
Well, you know, it would be interesting. What would happen if you ended up with several houses that you are going to rent? And being a landlord is not that much fun. You can seek out professional management if you don't like to do it yourself, or frankly, it's not that big of a deal as long as you're very, very selective on the tenant that you take in, because it's a partnership. That tenant is going to want to enjoy the property to its fullest, and you're owed that opportunity to give that to them, and then in return, they give you rent to make the mortgage payment.
But how selective can you be in the process the way it's set up now? Requirements of the process be very pure in who gets the opportunity to rent that
property. That's why I would suggest professional property management. It's very possible to violate a tenant's rights in how you become selective. It's not on the basis of race, color, creed, national origin, familial status, and physical handicap, but it is on the basis solely of economic capacity to deliver that rent check as obligated.
So let's say that you want to put that structure together, and the end game would be to live in one of those rentals free and clear and not have to pay gain tax.
That would be fantastic. That would be absolutely fantastic. If you could hold that property until it was free and clear, move into it yourself, yes, you would be paying the insurance, and yes, you'll be paying the property taxes, and those are not exactly lightweight things, but that's your full quote-unquote rent that you pay for the opportunity to enjoy that property, and then live there for at least a two-year period of time. It would be possible then to sell it and exclude from the amount of gain that you have enjoyed in owning this property, $250,000 of gain, untaxed, and that's a gift from the federal government.
And that would be great fun in this marketplace if you had that property, because what you could do is fix it up to the standard of home ownership,
yes,
as opposed to the surfaces being more durable and less,
yes,
high-end.
Yep.
Once you've got them high-end, you enjoy it for 2 years, and then you sell it as a high-end property for that price point and area.
And if you happen to have a spouse who's in joint ownership, they also get to exclude $250,000 of gain. That's a lot of money. That'd be $500,000 and not exposed to taxation on the sale of that property.
And we gave you that idea for free. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.